Oddity News. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Oddity here on the Oddity News Network, Chairshot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. We bring the weird and wacky of the world, and we like to at least attempt to sound professional as we do that. Well, and when I say we, I mean, first of all, me, Dave Wirtz. Hello, nice to see you. And with me, as always, as he was just showing up, Nick O'Time, also known as PC Tunney. How are we doing today, Tunney?
I'm well. As we, our 25th episode. Well, good for us.
Look at that. We're a quarter.
Yeah, we're a quarter.
That's it. Nothing more than that. It's just a quarter.
We've been keeping the news ridiculous for nearly a half a year.
Nearly. I mean, really, there's an extended period of time. You know what? We're not going to get into that. We just need to get into the stories themselves. Tunney, I think it's only fitting, given the fact that you've already shared with me the stories that you have. I think it's important that the world know that McDonald's have debuted a brand new value menu and has extended the $5 meal deal. McDonald's began rolling out a brand new value menu. Oh, by the way, this comes from foxbusiness.com. It has rolled out this value menu at its new restaurants on Tuesday as part of a bid to rejuvenate traffic among its budget-conscious consumers. The McValue menu category, part of the fast food company's comeback strategy, offers customers a buy one, add one for $1 option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The company is also launching app-specific deals to drive customers to the platform, such as free medium fries with a dollar purchase every Friday in 2025 and a free McCrispy chicken sandwich for new app users. The company said its local franchisees are also launching their own special deals on items such as the McGriddle and app-exclusive offers like 20% off a $10 order or more. McDonald's has more than 13,500 restaurants in the U.S. In its third quarter earnings call in October, executives said the company was working to create a more holistic U.S. value platform, starting this year to gain an edge over competitors. Quick service sector has been facing slowing traffic in back-to-back quarters as inflation-wary customers continue to eat at home more and more. While the company anticipated a challenging environment in 2024, its performance for the year had fallen short of expectations. What do you think? Do you want to hear some of the new items on this McValue to add one for a dollar?
Go ahead, because I can chime in on this after you give us the new stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got the sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. So that's all. Add one for a dollar. Then the McValue lunch or dinner, buy one, add one, is 6-piece chicken nuggets, double cheeseburger, McChicken, or small fries.
I think it's a 4-piece nugget, not a 6.
Oh, no, it's a 6.
It's a 6 now.
I have a 6.
Okay, so here's the deal. Two things. Three things. One, John Cena has already done a commercial for this. You can see that wherever commercials are seen. Which is pretty awesome.
Not Netflix.
Two, Netflix Raw has commercials, that's for sure. Two, what do you expect fast food, you know, people going to fast food chains slowing down? Because it's like almost $15 for a fucking meal these days. It's ridiculous. And three, Mr. Tunney over here has been taking advantage of the add one for a dollar for nearly a year or so. Because let me tell you, my go-to, and this has been months now before they've announced this, is the McDouble and the 4-piece have been add one for a dollar. So I get two McDoubles, two 4-pieces, $7.85.
Dang, look at you. You're flexing on me over here. Like,
that's not bad, right?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I haven't had McDonald's outside of a breakfast sandwich here or there in a hella long time. I don't really like their chicken nuggets. If I'm going to go for chicken nuggets, I'm going. Where is it, Tony?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, fuck that. No, extra no. It's Wendy's. Wendy's all the way. Wendy's nugs spicy? Are the best. It's not even close.
Do you get the spicy nugs?
Honestly, no. But it's not like because I don't care. I like either one.
Do you like hot dogs?
I do not. I used to work at a hot dog stand, so they've been ruined.
Maybe Kim Jong-un used to work at a hot dog stand because Kim Jong-un bans hot dogs for North Koreans. Cooking them? An act of treason. This story comes from the New Zealand Herald. Here we go. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is known for intense crackdowns on its citizens in everyday life, and now a popular food item has been banned. According to reports, Kim has banned North Koreans from eating hot dogs as part of a crackdown on Western culture slowly oozing its way into the hermit nation. The hot dog has grown in popularity in South Korea, and Kim has since declared that serving sausages is now an act of treason against North Korea. It is claimed that people caught cooking or selling hot dogs could find themselves arrested and sentenced to hard labor in their infamous labor camps. Hot dogs aren't the only food to be subject of a brutal crackdown. Kim has also forbidden the sale of budae jjigae, a South Korean-American fusion dish made from umami-rich broth, Korean hot pepper paste flakes, kimchi, and American spam, beans, and sausage. The hot pot dish, which means army-based stew, contains hot dog meat or spam, which has been banned in North Korea. The fusion dish appears to have crossed the border into North Korea around 2017, more than 50 years after its creation in the South. Budae jjigae was created in the 1950s when U.S. soldiers in the region discarded meat. South Koreans used the meat to create stews. According to the Radio Free Asia, North Korea has also banned steamed rice cakes, which is popular street food in South Korea. Food isn't the only thing the hermit nation is cracking down on. Reports emerged December that claim people who get divorced in North Korea are facing 1 to 6 months in labor camps for their crimes. Divorce is considered an anti-socialist act, and anyone who wishes to divorce needs the government to sign off on any requests. According to RFA, a divorced woman claimed she served 3 months of labor and said that women receive harsher sentences than men. There you go. No more hot dogs for North Koreans.
Good for them. Honestly.
Eating, back to eating dirt.
I'm okay with this. I support first of all, come on. It's a hot dog. It's basically dirt.
Well, to people who actually eat dirt, it's way better.
Fair enough. I also want to know, what is the exact recipe for a Korean hot dog? Because there's no way it's the same recipe as an American hot dog.
A path I really don't want to go down.
Well, okay, fine. And you know what? Let's talk about the neighbors. The neighbors of Korea.
Sure.
What do you think of the year? Tony, what are you going to be doing in 2720?
2720. That's
the year 2720.
Yeah, that's what, 700 years from now?
Yeah, approximately.
I'll probably be in some form or fashion hearing about how there's only one child left in China.
Wow. Well, not China. It'd be Japan.
Oh, Japan. My bad.
Come on. Do your research. From the Japan Times. In 695 years, Japan will be left with only one child if its birth rate continues on its current trajectory. An expert on the graying of society has warned. The forecast by Hiroshi Yoshida, professor at Tohoku University's Research Center for Aged Economy and Society, shows that by January 5th, 2720, the nation would have only one child age 14 or below. Yoshida, who maintains a counter that provides an estimated date for when the number of children in the country is reduced to just one, has been releasing estimates every April since 2012. The simulation is calculated using the annual rate of population decline among children based on the difference between the number in April from the previous year and the current one. The latest forecast, which assumes last April's 2.3% annual rate of decline, sped up the clock by over 100 years compared with the prediction in 2023. Japan's birth rate continues to experience a rapid decrease. The most recent data released by the health ministry shows the rate falling to 1.20 in 2023, the lowest ever. In Tokyo, the rate, which refers to the average number of children that women are expected to have in their lifetime, hit 0.99, making it the first time the city in the nation has ever had a rate below one. Part of the reason for the decline is thought to be due to the fact that fewer people are getting married. According to a 2020 census report, around 28% of men at the age of 50 had never been married, while the percentage was around 17.8% for women. Oh, boy. Well, to combat Japan's declining birth rate, policymakers are looking into various measures to encourage young people to get married. Dating apps are eyed as a possible aid for individuals struggling to meet potential partners, with a survey last year showing that one in four couples under the age of 40 who got married within the past year had met their partners via such an app. Last year, the Tokyo Metropolitan Government even launched its own dating app in the hopes of offering Tokyoites a tool to take them a step closer towards marriage. Look, I'm just saying, people don't need marriage. You don't need it. Just have some oops babies or something.
Who's to say Japan's even a country in 700 years?
Or is the earth here in 700 years? I don't even know. But wait, well, not to get all depressing, I guess.
Well, you know what? Just forbid becoming sick is what you can do to make sure you're not depressed and everybody's okay. That's what one Italian village did. From the BBC, I read on. A small Italian village has banned its residents from becoming seriously ill. People living in Belcastro are ordered to avoid contracting any illness that may require emergency medical assistance. A decree from local mayor Antonio Torcia. Belcastro sits in the southern region of Calabria, one of Italy's poorest. Torcia said the move was obviously a humorous provocation, but that it was having more of an effect than the urgent notices he had sent to regional authorities to highlight the shortcomings of the local healthcare system. Around half of Belcastro's 1,200 residents are over the age of 65, and the nearest accident and emergency department is over 45 kilometers, 28 miles, away, the mayor said. He added that the A&E was only reachable by road with a 30 kilometer per hour speed limit, which is 18 miles an hour. So you got to you got to go 28 miles going 18 miles an hour. You want to do that math and let me know how
that's
long.
That's a donkey, man. That's a donkey.
I don't know. If you're going 18 miles an hour and you run into something, you're going to feel it. The village's on-call doctor surgery is also only open sporadically and offers no cover during weekends, holidays, or after hours. Torcia told Italian TV that it was hard to feel safe when you know that if you need assistance, your only hope is to make it to A&E on time. As part of the decree, residents have also been ordered not to engage in behaviors that may be harmful and to avoid domestic accidents, and not to leave the house too often, travel, or practice sports, and to instead rest for the majority of the time. So don't live anymore. Go, you know, order some bubble wrap online, wrap yourself up, take a shallow, lukewarm bath. That's about it. It is unclear how these
new rules... Quit telling me how to live my life, Tony.
It's unclear how these new rules will be enforced, if at all. The sparsely populated region of Calabria, the tip of Italian's boot, is one of the country's poorest.
Oh, you know, after everything came out, then he said, oh, what are you talking about? It was a joke.
I was just kidding, but seriously, try not to, do anything too strenuous. So, all right,
I love that. Half the group is just like, oh, we're almost dead.
Don't all you listeners do anything strenuous while we take this commercial break. We'll be right back with more news, the oddity style, right here, ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head and head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a ChairShot t-shirt. It makes a great gift as well.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We are a food-driven podcast at this point today, Tunny. Do you know that?
Did you know that ChairShot Radio Network is actually a food network? And so is DWI. Oh. And the DWI podcast is a food podcast?
Wow. There you go. Well, let's add more to that. From Euronews.com, the Belgian Federal Food Agency has issued the odd warning after Ghent local authorities suggested people could reuse pine needles in recipes to avoid waste.
See this.
Oh, my Lord. Belgium's food agency has warned people not to eat their Christmas trees after the city of Ghent suggested reusing pine needles in recipes as a way to reduce the trash. The country's federal food agency, the FASFC, issued the unusual seasonal health warning on Tuesday after Ghent's local council launched a campaign last week urging people to recycle their Christmas trees in different ways, including eating the conifers. The council suggested making flavored butter and soup from the pine needles, which is said it was inspired by traditional Scandinavian recipes. In Scandinavia, they have been doing it for a long time, picking the needles from the branches, briefly immersing them in boiling water, pouring them through a sieve, and drying them on a clean cloth, the council said in a post on its website. Once the needles are dry, you can make delicious spruce needle butter with them for bread or toast. In response, the FASFC said Christmas trees are, quote, not meant to end up in the food chain, pointing to the fact that most trees are treated with pesticides and other chemicals. What's more, there is no easy way for consumers to tell if Christmas trees have been treated with flame retardant, and not knowing that they could have serious, even fatal consequences, the agency said in a statement. There is no way to ensure that eating Christmas trees is safe, either for people or animals. Ghent's local council has since deleted the post on its Facebook page, one that stated eating Christmas trees, and changed a heading on its website entry from, quote, eat your Christmas tree to, quote, Scandinavians eat their Christmas trees.
I mean, I guess if you cut your own Christmas tree down from like a wild forest or, you know, in your backyard and it's not been treated with pesticides, you can do whatever you want, but... Yeah, I don't know. I've never got the urge to, like, ooh, it's, you know, it's January 4th. Let's cook up the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how much needle butter do you think you're going to have? It sounds like even if you did decide to cook your tree, wouldn't that be an excessive amount of pine needles? Like, of buttered pine needles?
I don't know. Sounds like a bunch of sad saps to me.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Uh,
Let's keep the food theme going. Mystery of bananas,
sure,
on
pine.
Mystery of bananas on Nottinghamshire Road has residents appealing for answers. This story comes from The Guardian. There's a sign at the top of this article that's been left for the person who's been leaving these bananas. We'll find out more. But let me read the sign. It says, please respectfully no more bananas. The uncollected plates and rotting bananas leave such a mess. Wishing you all a happy new year. Let me read the story for you. Residents on Nottinghamshire Road have been left perplexed as to why a mysterious plate of bananas keeps appearing on their street corner once a month. The bananas, always whole but peeled, have been showing up on a regular basis in the residential area of Beeston for more than a year, residents say, and people are keen to find out who is leaving them there. I think it has been happening for at least a year. I see them all the time. It's difficult to remember exactly when, said Claire Fenwick, who lives nearby. I've never seen anyone leaving them. They could be for animals, but I've never seen a peck taken out of them. My friend will message me to say, oh, the bananas are back today, but we have no idea where they're coming from or who is doing it. The bananas, about 15 to 20, are left each time, are placed on a plate opposite a church on the corner of Abbey Road and Windsor Avenue in Beeston, a town about 3 miles southwest of Nottingham. Some residents say they were oblivious to their presence and had walked past the spot multiple times without noticing them. What bananas? Asked one woman, peering out of the window a couple doors down. Others said they had always noticed them and were desperate to know the story behind them. James Aviato said he walked his dog past the corner nearly every day and thought the bananas had been appearing for 2 years. It's quite strange. There's always a big bunch of them peeled on the plate, and they always appear to be drizzled with what seems to be honey. I thought it was perhaps a religious thing at first, or maybe someone just likes to feed the insects or something. One of the main theories is that the bananas are being placed there as a religious offering. In Hinduism, offering bananas to deities is a common practice, with the fruit said to represent abundance, fertility, and good fortune. Honey also has symbolism in Hinduism, considered to add natural sweetness and nourishment in offerings. Have you left any bananas for the gods lately, Dave?
I have not. Maybe it was that government official that we read about a couple, like a month ago, that's afraid of bananas.
Maybe they're trying to keep her away.
We are deporting all bananas to the Abbey Road.
This shit is bananas.
Oh, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Sorry, had to.
Yeah, I knew you'd jump on board there.
All right, you know what? I can't. I have to keep going down the food route. As we have an article from LiveScience.com. A woman's nut allergy was triggered after sex. A woman with a known nut allergy had a severe allergic reaction after sex, even though her partner had bathed and brushed his teeth first. Here's why. Patient, 20-year-old woman in the United Kingdom. Symptoms. The patient had unprotected vaginal sex with her habitual male partner, and shortly afterward, her vulva and vagina began itching and swelling. She developed angioedema, swelling of the tissues below the surface of the skin, and hives appeared across her body. She also felt faint and short of breath. What happened next? Well, the woman visited a hospital and was given 10 milligrams of cetirizine, an oral antihistamine that's typically used to treat hives and allergies. She was already aware that she was severely allergic to Brazil nuts, a type of tree nut, but it was unclear what triggered her allergic reaction in this instance. She noticed that her partner had eaten Brazil nuts about 2 to 3 hours before they had intercourse, but he had taken a bath and thoroughly cleaned his teeth and fingernails prior to said intercourse. Diagnosis? Well, due to the patient's medical history, doctors at the hospital suspected that the sex introduced allergy-triggering proteins from Brazil nuts into the woman's body by way of her partner's penis and semen. They conducted skin prick tests on the patient using different semen samples from her partner. This involved in exposing small regions of skin to each sample. For one test, the doctors used a sample taken when the man had not recently eaten nuts. The other tested using a sample collected about 2.5 hours after he ate Brazil nuts. And then another one, a 0.28 inch long welt appeared on the woman's skin. That suggested that Brazil nut allergens were behind her severe post-coital allergic reaction. Well, within 45 minutes, she took that that antihistamine, and the woman's symptoms began to improve. Now you know, Brazil nuts, they get into your nuts.
This dude literally busted a nut.
Isn't it great? It was too good, nut. Too good not to pass up.
Any other show, almost any other show, that would definitely have to have had been the last story. But we do like...
I knew.
We do like our follow-ups here, and one day hope to form our own follow-up channel that you can subscribe to. and one of these weeks, we're going to have a food review for you. We promise. We're just very good at bailing on each other on stuff.
We did food reviews. We did food reviews.
Yeah, you know what
we
I
did
mean.
That. We
did. well, the ex-official in Brazil returns toilet from office she had removed. Former city councilor Janaína Lima has returned a toilet and two sinks she had removed from her office after losing a bid for re-election. Footage of one of Lima's employees hauling away the facilities was posted online as her tenure as Sao Paulo councilwoman ended. I decided to donate the equipment I have acquired with my own resources to the chamber, she said in a statement on X following a social media backlash. Obviously, neither I nor my advisors need a toilet. CCTV cameras caught employees in her office removing the facilities that were installed when she took office 8 years ago. We had this story last week, guys. We just had to follow it back up. I think it's hilarious that she thinks she's the bigger person now, but yeah, that's awesome. The toilet has returned, folks. The toilet has returned.
Now the country can rest easy.
I think we took them through like the whole flow of everything. First, you know, you gotta find the food, then you get the food, then like you make sure you're not allergic to the food, then you eat the food, then you gotta find a toilet. You know, we went through the whole.
Ooh, yeah, change that phrase up, because especially as after we just talked about intercourse and a woman, the toilet thing doesn't.
Farm to toilet.
You don't want to call that find a toilet. yeah, this has been another excellent episode of The Oddity. This one was definitely full of odd and titty. But thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in and participating in the world of news. You need to hear more. You should hear more. And you should tell more people to listen to us. Do it, or we'll send you to a labor camp for eating a hot dog or something. Get on the news. Do something stupid, and we'll talk about you. And that'll be great. For PC Tunney, my name is Dave Wirtz. This has been The Oddity on The Oddity News Network, Chairshot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. And just keep the news ridiculous.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.